الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد We welcome us back after our break since the beginning of the period of Hajj. We'd had a break till now. And today is the first Yawm al-Ahad, and a new Hijri calendar, 1436 now. Today is second in our country, second of Muharram, in 14,000 years and 36 after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam made Hijrah from Mecca to Medina. The calendar was actually started by Umar radiallahu anhu. And it was not known that the companions, those who came after them, took the date of the commencement of that Hijri calendar as a period of celebration. They never made it a celebration. They started it. Umar especially, radiallahu anhu, Al-Faruq, he started the counting, and he dated the counting to the important event of the Prophet's migration, alayhi salatu. After him, we had Uthman ibn Affan. The regime of Uthman ibn Affan was for over 5 to 6 years. Umar himself, radiallahu anhu, had over 8 years. They never celebrated. Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, he was said to have about 30 years of Khilafah. During all these times, there were a lot of companions around and the students of the companions. They never celebrated. We came now 1,000 years after. We, in our time, people are starting to celebrate Hijrah as another day of celebration. There are only 3 ayat in Islam, Eid, festivals, ceremonies in the Ummah. The first of them is, this is according to the statements of the Prophet Muhammad. The one is Eid al-Fitr, the first of Shawwal. The other is Eid al-Adha or Eid al-Qadr, which is the 10th day of Dhul-Hijjah. The other one is Eid al-Usbu'i, a weekly Eid we have, which is the day of Jum'ah. Any other celebration or festivity, apart from this taken out by Muslims to celebrate, ma anzalallahu biha min sultan. Allah has not given us that authority to do that. So when we do that, the only people who we know celebrate the commencement of a year that Allah has not sent them are Jews and Christians. So if Muslims are celebrating 1,400 years after, they are not following the Messenger alayhi salam. They are not following the companions and those who came after him, radiallahu anhum. They would rather be following those we know who have such celebrations. And those are the Christians and the Jews. So we're in a very funny times now. People perform lectures and all of this. If you want to educate the people about Hijrah, do that from Dhul-Hijjah. Do that from Dhul-Qa'dah. Begin to encourage the people. Don't make the first of Hijrah, the first of Muharram alone as the day for your celebration. Because the meaning of Eid is ma'ada, ya'udu. What comes again, you repeat it. Next time come, you repeat it. The next time, at the same time, it becomes an Eid for you. The same thing applies to birthday celebration. They are Eids of individuals. So when you celebrate it, it's the same thing. Next year, the same day will come, 25th of December. Next year, 25th of December. Next year, some people say, oh, it is because it is Gregorian calendar. They say, okay, they were born in 25th of Ramadan. So they celebrate 25th of Ramadan. 25th of Ramadan. You have just changed the bottle. It is still the same old wine. The bottle has just changed. Wine is wine. And they are both prohibited. So we should take note of this. We have to mention it because it is from the things that we have seen and we have seen. People will be inviting you to come and do lecture. Don't attend such lectures. Don't give such lectures. Except if you go to give such lectures to explain that what you are doing today is wrong. Don't do it again next year. You can do that, inshallah. May Allah forgive us and the rest of our brothers, those who have passed and those who are still alive. We come back to our book, Shafu Sunnah, by Al-Imam Al-Muzani, rahimahullah. And the last point we read were about death. The Imam said, rahimahullah, that وَالْخَلْقِ مَيِّتُونَ بِأَجَالِهِمْ عِنْدَ نَفَادِ أَرْزَاقِهِمْ وَانْكِفَائِ آثَارِهِمْ وَالْخَلْقُ مَيِّتُونَ. The entire human being, مَيِّتُونَ يعني يَمُوتُونَ, they will die. Each of us will die. عِنْدَ نَفَادِ أَرْزَاقِهِمْ, when the arzaq that Allah has written for me finishes, that is when I will go. That is when you will go. That is when every creature will go. Because Allah has preordained as arzaq for each of us. وَانْقِفَاءِ آثَارِهِمْ, when their athar, the things they leave behind that Allah has preordained that they will leave behind, when they finish, when they end, مَيُّتُونَ, they will die. So that also means Anbiya will die, Rusul will die, and they have actually died. عليهم الصلاة والسلام. He says, بعد ذلك, after that he said, ثُمَّ هُمْ بَعْدَ الضَّغْطَةِ فِي الْقُبُورِ مُصَعَلِ. Then we all, after we die, فِي الْقُبُورِ, at Dogta, there is going to be a Dogta, a shaking of the grave. And this will be both for the pious and the non-pious, Dogta to the Qabr. As we read in the Hadith, the Messenger said, alayhi salatu wasalam, وَلَوْ نَجَى أَحَدٌ مِّن Dogta فِي الْقُبُورِ لَنَجَى سَعْدِ بْنُ مُعَامِ. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, this Hadith is contained in Sahih Bukhari, another book of Hadith. لَوْ نَجَى, if it were possible that anyone will be saved from Dogta to Qabr, from the vibration that will happen to each of us, everybody, if it were that anybody will be saved, Sa'd ibn Mu'adh would have been saved. Sa'd ibn Mu'adh is the leader of Aus. He's among the first persons to accept Islam in Medina. He accepted Islam from Mus'ab ibn Umayr. When he accepted Islam, the Prophet had not made Hijra alayhi salam. He went to Makkah to announce Islam to the people of Makkah. He died at age 37, Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. So huge, so tall. The Messenger at his death said, radiyallahu alayhi salatu wa salam, wa radiyallahu an Sa'di. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ihtazza arsh al-Rahman li Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. أو لموت سعد بن معاذ اهتز عرش الرحمن. The arsh of Allah اهتز, vibrated when Sa'd died. Those who carried him, some of them were munafiqun of Medina when he died, when Sa'd died. And Sa'd was huge. They were saying that he's just huge, he's light. The Prophet said over 70,000 or so angels are carrying it with you. You are not carrying it alone. Everybody's putting the hand.
So those of them amongst the women say, as weighty as he is, he's so light. The prophet said, the angels are carrying him. They came to perform janazah with him. Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. He gave a rule. The prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that is the rule Allah has given from above the heavens. Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. When he was shot on his jugular, he said, Allah, don't kill me until you have shown Banu Qurayza while I'm alive. Don't kill me until I see you deal with Sa'd, until I see you deal with Banu Qurayza. You know, Banu Qurayza, they cheated the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They betrayed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They went into an agreement with him before a battle. And when the battle started, they opened the ground for the Mushrikun to come from behind. So Allah disgraced the Mushrikun. And the Prophet thought the battle was ended. Jibreel came to him, alayhi salatu wasalam. Say, Muhammad, alayhi salam. Say, now. Say, what happened? You think the battle has ended? Say, yes. Say, no, it has not ended, though. It's remaining Banu Qurayza. We must punish them for what they did, for their betrayal. That is during Ghazwatul Ahzab. So the Muslims took laid siege over their area in Medina. Banu Qurayza. They laid siege and they hung up. So they said, okay, please, Muhammad, let's settle. What are we going to do? What are we going to pay? They thought they can pay their way. Meanwhile, before Sa'd accepted Islam, he was their friend. If you have a friend, and because you thought you had a friend, you went to an agreement with him. If you broke the agreement, it is more painful than when you went to an agreement with somebody you never knew. So when they broke the agreement, they said, we want Sa'd to be the judge. Whatever Sa'd says we should do, we will do. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, you agree to the judgment of Sa'd? They said, yes, we agree. Because they thought that as an old ally, he will make the thing easy for them. When Sa'd came, he was injured already on his jugular. And he was begging Allah, Allah, don't make me die until I have seen you punish Banu Qurayza. Unfortunately for Banu Qurayza, they were the ones who chose Sa'd to be the judge in their affair. How was it? Sa'd said, the rule is that we'll kill all their male. Every matured male amongst Banu Qurayza will be killed. And we'll take their wives and children as slaves for betraying the Prophet Muhammad, for opening the back for the enemies against the Muslims. That happened. Over 300 of their males were killed. When he gave that rule, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, this rule Sa'd gave is the rule Allah has given from above the heavens. So when Sa'd finally died, ihtazza arsh al-Rahman. The arsh of Allah shook at the death of Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, radiallahu anhu. As pious as Sa'd was, when he got into the grave, he says, the dawsat al-qabr. Al-Imam al-Zahabi, rahimahullah. Says, so what is the situation? It means both pious and non-pious will have the grave shaped for you. The only thing we can do is what the Prophet did for Sa'd. Alayhi salam. He was begging Allah to make that shaking, the vibration, easy. Make it an easy one. Al-Imam al-Zahabi said, rahimahullah, that shaking is experienced by both pious and non-pious, that it is like death itself. Because whether you are pious or not, you will die. It is like having or not having. Whether you are pious or not, you may have and you may not have. Whether you are pious or not, thirsty. You feel thirsty, you feel hunger like every other human being. So that bump of the cupboard does not have to do with your piety at all. The best of what you can get is Allah can make it easy for you. That is the doctor of the company. May Allah make it easy for us. The Imam al-Albani in Silsilat al-Sahihah mentioned this hadith. He made that dua. And Imam al-Zahabi, he mentioned this hadith. He made the dua. Oh Allah, make the vibration in the grave easy for us. So this was where we stopped our class last. That after that vibration, Allah will raise two angels to query us in the grave. This questioning is called fitnatul qabr, the trial of the grave.
everybody will be asked, except a group of people. I think he mentioned about six groups of people that will not be asked in the grave. So, did we mention them? We mentioned them. He said, ثُمَّ إِنَّهُمْ بَعْدَ الضَّغْفَةِ فِي الْقُبُورِ مُسَاءَلُونَ. Every human being, after the vibration in the grave, مُسَاءَلُونَ. They will be asked, except those six people we mentioned. And they are also. They will not be asked in the grave. Shuhada. They will not be asked in the grave. Siddiqun. They will not be asked in the grave. Al-Mabutun. The one who dies from stomach-related illness. The one who dies on the day of Jum'ah or the night of Jum'ah, they will not be asked in the grave. May Allah make it easy for us. After that, the Imam said, Rahimahullah, said, وَبَعْدَ الْبِلَى مَنْشُورُونَ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ مَحْشُورُونَ وَبَعْدَ الْبِلَى مَنْشُورُونَ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ مَحْشُورُونَ وَلَدَى الْعَرْضِ عَلَيْهِ مُحَافَظُونَ بِحَضَرَةِ الْمَوَازِينِ وَنَشْرِ صُحْفِ الدَّوَّاوِينِ أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ 50,000 سَنَةً لَوْ كَانَ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ الْحَاكِمَ بَيْنَ خلقه لكنه الله يلي الحكم بينهم بعدله بمقدار القائلة في الدنيا وهو أسرع الحاسبين كما بدأه لهم من شقاوة وسعادة يومئذ يعودون فريق في الجنة وفريق في السعير. الإمام المزني صدر رحمه الله وبعد البلا منشورون. بعد البلا منشورون. When we place the body in the grave, بعد البلا منشورون. After the body is decayed, each of us will be decayed in the grave. Except those Allah wills otherwise. Again, like the Anbiya and Rusul. The prophets and the messenger, alayhi salatu, their bodies, Allah has forbidden the earth from eating the bodies of Anbiya and Rasul. So they will not be rot in the grave. They will not decay in the grave. Many times when we visit Medina, I tell people, I say Islam is real. Islam is real. If you open this place now, you will see the Prophet Muhammad. Alayhi salam. If you open this ground now, here, you point to his grave. If you open this place now, you will see Muhammad. Islam is real. Very real. Just like your brother said, the first time he saw the Kaaba, he said, hey, this is what we have been facing. We've only been reading it. Now we see it. So the Anbiya and Rusul, the point of reference is that they will not rot in the grave. There are narrations from the Prophet Muhammad. Otherwise, every one of us shall decay, except those Allah decides otherwise. So the Imam said, وَبَعْدَ الْبِلَى مَنْشُورُونَ. After we have decayed, مَنْشُورُونَ. We'll be raised again. Life will be returned to us. After life, on the earth, and death, and burial, and questioning the grave, amongst other events. بعد البلا, after decay, منشورون, will be raised again. The Prophet Muhammad, عليه الصلاة والسلام, he made us understand. Before that, Allah told us, because death, burial and all of these have to do with individuals. But when it comes to issues of nushur, it means the last hour has come. So we have two kinds of going into the grave. One that is individual,
every person will go into his own grave, and the one that is for everybody. So those who do not die until the last hour becomes established, they will fall dead when the angel of blowing, the angel in charge of blowing, Sahib al-Buk, when he blows, that is when everything will die. Except again what Allah will. It says, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَيْقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِكُ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ, the sur, the horn, the book will be blown. The Prophet said to alayhi salam, and this is written in the Quran. When that happens, صَيْقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ, مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ, everything in the heavens and on the earth will fall dead. Except what Allah will. The ulama have variously explained that. Who are those that will remain? Not human beings. Some say Hamalatul Arsh amongst the Malaika, those carrying Allah's Arsh. Some say Jibreel, some say Israfil, some say whatever. Allah decides to keep. We leave it at that. But the rest of the creatures will die. We all will die. At the blowing of the horn, فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. Everything will die and resurrection will be established. So when this happens, that every person dies, those who have died before and those who die now, who die when the horn is blown, they have now come to the same level. They too will decay. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, مَا بَيْنَ النَّفْخَتَيْنِ أَرْبَعُونَ. الإمام البخاري reported حديث ما بين النفختين أربعون. What is between the first and the second blowing is 40. So he was silent. The people asked him, أربعون يوما, is it 40 days? Abu Huraira said, أبيت, I have refused to give an answer. He said, أربعون شهرا, is it 40 months? He said, أبيت, I have refused to give an answer. They asked him, Arbauna sana, 40 years. He says, Abayt, I have refused to give an answer. The ulama say, because he did not hear anything clear cut from the Prophet Muhammad. Whether 40 days, or 40 months, or 40 years. But what is between the first and the second law is what? 40 years, months, days, Allahu A'lam. So when that happens, everything is blown. There will be bila, there will be decay. Every creature, we all will go to decay. And that's why the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, ثُمَّ يُنزِلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَيَنْبِتُونَ كَمَا يَنْبِتُ الْبَقْرُ ثُمَّ يُنزِلُ اللَّهُ مَاءً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Then Allah will rain, Allah will cause rain to fall after the 40. He wants to raise us now. Allah will cause rain to fall. When that rain falls, it says, Fayambutun, you will grow. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, we will come back to life. Alayhi salatu wasalam, kama yambutul baqal, as herbs grow, as vegetation grow on the ground. That is how we are going to grow too. It says, Laysa minal insani shay'un illa yabla. There is nothing in the path of human being except that it will decay. This is evidence that the hairs too will decay. It may take a longer time, but it will decay. We hear people say hairs don't decay. We hear people say fingernails don't decay. This hadith is clear-cut evidence that everything will decay in human beings. Alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, لَيْسَ مِنْ الْإِنسَانِ شَيْءٌ إِلَّا يَبْلَى. There is nothing on human beings except that it will decay. Illa Ibaman Wahida, except a single bone. What is that bone? It says, Wahuwa Ajbu Zanab. Ajbu Zanab, a Zanab is taken to mean a tail. So the beginning of the tail, in another hadith reported by Imam Hakim, the Messenger alayhi salatu salam said that it is the size of Habbatu Khardalin, mustard seed. The mustard seed end of the vertebral column is what will remain. It will not decay. If they burn somebody now, go and look for it. You will find it, only that it is too small. The messenger said it will not decay. Alayhi salatu. The last part of the spinal cord, ajbu zanab. In another riwayah it says ajmu zanab. They both mean the same thing. The last part, the small bone that at the back, small, at the beginning of the tail of animals that have tails, or those of us that have spine, vertebrae, that is what will remain, alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he says, alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, وَمِنْهُ يُرْكَبُ الْخَلْقُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The Prophet said, مِنْهُ, from that small bone, يُرْكَبُ الْخَلْقُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The entire creatures, each of us, I will grow from that bone, you will grow from that bone. I will grow from that bone, you will grow from that bone. So when Umayyah ibn Khalaf was abusing the Prophet that, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that how can Allah, man yushil ibama wa hiya rameen? He asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, wa zaraba lana masalan wa nasiya khalqa. قَالَ مَنْ يَحْيِ الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِينَ. He is giving similitude. He is comparing Allah to his creatures. How? He is asking, مَنْ يُحْيِ الْعِظَامَ. Who will bring life back to the bones that would have decayed? وَهِيَ رَمِينَ. When it is already decayed, who will bring back life to decayed bones? Allah says, يُحْيِهَا. The one who will bring life back to it. The Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen. He said this is evidence that resurrection is bringing back to life, not recreation. It is not that Allah will create us a second time, no. He will just bring us back. He says, يُحْيِيهَا. He will bring life back to it. Who? قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا. Insha'u, ihya'u, they are different things. Insha'u, somebody brings something from nothing. Ihya'u, somebody brings life to something that is already existing. He says, yuhiha alladhi ansha'aha. The one who brought it from nothing will bring life back to that bone. Awwala marra, the second time, I will bring life back to it. Says, wa huwa bi kulli khalqin alim. He has full knowledge about every creature and how to create. So Allah will bring life back to us. How will He bring it back? That is what that hadith had explained. And there are many verses like that in the Quran. The Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran. He said, وَاللَّهُ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاحَ فَتُثِيرُ سَحَابًا فَسُقْنَاهُ إِلَى بَلَدٍ مَيِّتٍ فَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا كَذَلِكَ النُّشُورُ. It says, Allahu alladhi arsala riyah. Allah is the one who sent the wind. فَتُثِيرُ sahaba. So the wind, Allah put fruit. He put value into the cloud. فَسُقْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ بَلَدٍ مَيِّتٍ. Allah then dropped it on a land that was dead. As we were dead, as we will be dead, decayed. That is how Allah will bring the land that was initially dead and decayed. Allah will rain on it, the plants will grow. The same way He will rain on us, on our fragments, decayed, decomposed, perhaps scattered across the world. And then life will come back. Allah says, كَذَلِكَ النُّشُورُ. So this is what the Imam is saying, that وَبَعْدَ الْبِلَى مَنْشُورٌ. After they had been decayed, manshurun, life will be returned to them. How will life be returned to them? Allah will cause a rain to fall. When the rain falls, they will grow. They will grow like the plants grow. Allah says, "Kazalika nushur." That is how you are going to come back to life. And when we come back to life, nakhruju min al-kubur. That's why he said else, he says, فَإِذَاهُمْ مِنَ الْأَجِدَاثِ يعني مِنَ الْكُبُورِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. They will be racing towards their Lord. When the horn is blown the second time, everybody comes out of the grave. But how will the body be formed? That is what we have heard from that hadith and the verse of the Quran. There are similar verses in the Quran with this meaning. So when the people grow and people come out of the grave, the kuffar will be asking, "Man ba'athana min marqadina?" Who came and woke us up from our place of rest? And the ulama will tell them, "Hada ma wa'ada ar-Rahman wa sadaqa al-mursal." This is what Ar-Rahman had promised. Ar-Rahman had promised that he will bring you back. So if you ask him where you are sleeping, and who woke up? It is Ar-Rahman that has woken you up. In a room, he said, وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يُقْسِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ مَا لَبِثُوا غَيْرَ سَاعَةٍ. He said, وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةُ, on the day of Qiyamah, the day of resurrection, we know how he will resurrect us. يُقْسِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ, the sinful criminal, يُقْسِمُ, أو يُقْسِمُونَ, they will be swearing, يَحْلِفُونَ, وَاللَّهِ, وَاللَّهِ, مَا لَبِثُوا غَيْرَ سَاعَةٍ. We only were on earth for an hour. Allah says, كَذَٰلِكَ كَانُوا يُؤْفَكُونَ. As they are lying now, that was how they were lying on the earth. So he said, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ وَالْإِيمَانِ. Hold this. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ وَالْإِيمَانِ. Those Allah has given knowledge and iman. He combined the two. It is not in every case Allah will give a person knowledge and he has iman. That a person is knowledgeable does not necessarily mean that he will have iman. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ وَالْإِيمَانِ. Those Allah has given iman and knowledge will say, لَقَدْ لَبِثْتُمْ. They are the one who will reply, you have stayed on the earth, إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْبَعْثِ, you've been there. Today is the day of resurrection. It says, فَهَذَا يَوْمُ الْبَعْثِ. Today is the day of resurrection. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. But you are ignorant, foolish people. The scholars will give that response on the day of Qiyamah. So the foolish ones. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah said, they will be saying, إِلَّا بِسْتُمْ إِلَّا عَشْرًا. Amongst themselves, he said, يَتَخَافَتُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ. They will be saying, boy, did we really spend much time on that earth? يَتَخَافَتُونَ, in Taha, I think. So يَتَخَافَتُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ. They will be suggesting to themselves, إِلَّا بِسْتُمْ إِلَّا عَشْرًا. Did you spend up to 10 days? Allah says, they are liars. كَذَٰلِكَ كَانُوا يُؤْفَقُونَ. They spent 20, 30, 40, 50 years on the earth, 70 years on the earth. They belied the message of Allah. So on today is the day of truth and recompense. May Allah protect us. So the Imam said, وَبَعْدَ الْبِلَىٰ مَنْشُورُونَ. After we have decayed, humankind will be raised again. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ مَحْشُورُونَ. And on that day, يوم القيامة. So when they say يوم النشور, you know why it is نشور? You know the meaning of نشور? نشور is that Allah gives life back to us. قيامة is the standing. يوم الحشر is the day of gathering. So he says محشورون. After standing up and خروج, coming out of the grave, the next thing will be what? القيامة, standing. People will stand for as long as Allah decides. And the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, he said, Allah will bring the sun towards the head. In an hadith, he said, mail, masafatul mail, he will bring it 1 mile away. The person who reported the hadith from the companion was asking, is it the mile of distance or the mile of the distance between the two eyes? Where this eye ends, the right eye ends, and the left eye ends. The gap between the two is also referred to as that. Is it this gap above our head that the sun will be, or 1 mile, as we know the mile of a distance that we travel? I don't know. It can be any of them. And he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that the people will be sweating. He said, some of the people will be covered up in their sweat. Their sweat will reach their mouth. He pointed to his mouth, alayhi salatu wasalam. He said some of them, the sweat will swallow them up to their waist, some up to their knees, and some to their ankles, depending on how sinful they were. Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, this is Imam in Aqidah. He said when two people are standing, the one that the sweat covers to his mouth, and the one that the sweat is only covering his ankle, they are standing together. Each of them will be feeling what his circumstance has earned him. He said it is like two people sleeping and the two of them are dreaming. And the dream of the two of them does not have anything to do because they are sleeping next near the person. You feel your own, he feels his own. The day of Qiyamah is the day of everybody on his own. And that is why when we are raised up, the Nushur itself, part of the Nushur, that is life coming back to us and Al-Hashr being gathered for judgment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that all of that will happen. Ufatan, uratan, burlan. We will be ufatan, ufatan, ufatan. We are not wearing anything on our legs. Each of us will be barefooted. And will be nude, naked, not wearing any clothes. Burlan, not having been circumcised the way we were born. I don't know anybody who was born with shoes on his leg or with clothes on his body or having been circumcised. If that happens, it is rare. That is not the rule. Aisha radiallahu anha, that is what is common. Cool? As is reported by Al-Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim. In the report of Al-Imam al-Tabarani, he has also brought the hadith from Sauda bint Zam'ah, one of the Prophet's wives, alayhi salatu wa salam, wa radiallahu anha. She too asked the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that question. That, O Messenger of Allah, men will look at women. In her own report, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wa salam, that on that day, nobody has time for the next person. So he read that verse in Surah Abasa, wherein Allah says, يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِي لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِي لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ. Each of them amongst the human beings, يَوْمَئِذٍ, on that day, شَأْنٌ, will be occupied with affairs, يُغْنِي, that will be sufficient for him. My own will be sufficient for me, your own will be sufficient for you. On the day before judgment, it is when we get to Al-Jannah that we start saying, ah, alhamdulillah, Abba, you see you came? Abba, you see you came? Ah, look at alhamdulillah, may Allah count us amongst them. Before that, nobody sees the next person. So the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wa salam, that people will be so preoccupied with their own, how am I going to be saved? Even the Anbiya will be saying, Allahumma sallim, Allahumma sallim. Oh Allah, I beg, small. Anbiya Rasul. When the mighty are falling, what will the rest of the people do? Anbiya Rasul will say, Allahumma sallim, oh Allah, easy. So when you go to them, say, I beg, me too, I do one thing one day, I don't know. Go to another person. Leave me today. Until we come to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam, because those are some of the things that will happen as we are standing in Qiyam. So the sun will come, the issues of the sun, issues of Shafa'a, before issues of judgment. Different things will happen to different sets of individuals. The day of Qiyamah, a day class is not sufficient for it. So we just try to stick to what the Imam said and go ahead. He says, وَبَعْدَ الْبِلَىٰ مَنْشُورٌ. After we have decayed, life will be returned to us. We know how life will be returned. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ مَحْشُورٌ. And we shall be gathered unto Allah on the day of Qiyamah. In Surah Al-Isra, Allah was talking about the kuffar. He says, وَنَحْشُرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ. Allah will gather the kuffar on their faces on the day of Qiyamah. He will turn them face down. Kuffar will be dragged. The hashr, the gathering of kuffar, will be forceful. They will be dragged on their faces. In the hadith of Anas ibn Malik in Sahihain,
some of the Prophet's companions asked him, alayhi salatu wa salam, wa radiyallahu anhum, that how will it be easy for people to walk on their faces down? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam answered with another question. The one who has created them with the heads down, is it not capable of turning them face down and make them walk on their faces? May Allah count us out of them. And at that, there will be summan wa bukman wa umyan. There will be deaf, dumb, and blind. Blind, deaf, dumb. And face down on the earth. May Allah protect us. When we see kuffar, we have so many things to pity them for. Yes, because if they die in their kufu, this is what will await them on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah protect us. That's why when we have friends and relatives who are non-Muslims, we should pay attention to them and feel sorry for them. Because when they die, what did he say? Says Allah al-Kafirina Zayru Yasir. On the day of Qiyamah, it will not be easy for kuffar. Who said that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a president say you, this country will not be easy for you, that person will run out of that country. Is it not? Allah says the day of Qiyamah will not be easy for kuffar. And it will not be easy for them. May Allah protect us. So the gathering will be made before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Imam said, it says, وَلَدَ الْعَرْضِ عَلَيْهِ لَدَ الْعَرْضِ, by the fact that you will be presented. Al-Ard means presentation. Alayhi, to Allah. It is the angels that will be gathering the people the way the warden staff gather the prisoner. They will be gathering them. Different persons, it is different situations. So they will be gathered. Alayhi, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhasabun, they will be made to give accounts. May Allah make it easy for us. Aisha radiallahu anha, one day she heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam saying in his salah that Allahumma hasibni hisaban yasira. Allahumma hasibni hisaban yasira. That is, O Allah, make my account easy on the day of Qiyamah. When he finished, she came and said, which one are you asking for again? Did he not say that فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا, that they will be given easy? Why are you asking for it again? The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, مَنْ حُوْتِبَ عُزِّبَ, whoever is made to account will be punished. Whoever Allah says, oh yeah, come and account. Why did you do that? Why did you do this? Account for this, account for that. Uzziba, he will be punished. What we also have is again, al-arb, that will happen to mu'minun. May Allah count us amongst them till we die. Allah will call the individual mu'min and start asking him, you, so day, you did that? Say yes. One day you did like this? Say yes. Because he said, whoever commits a sin, and Allah covers him in this dunya, Allah will cover him on the day of Qiyamah. The hadith is authentic from the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. When the sin becomes exposed, then he may be exposed to on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. That's why he said alayhi salatu wasalam that of the worst of people in this ummah are the mujahirun. They asked him, who are the mujahirun? He said, there are those who sin in the night that Allah covered them. And they come in the public the next morning and announce their sin to the people. Why not cover yourself and honor yourself? May Allah protect us. So this mu'min, Allah will ask him, so day you did that? Say yes. So time you did so one. I cover you on the earth. He said, yes, Allah. The Messenger said, alayhi salatu wasalam, until the individual feels that he will be disgraced, he is going to Jahannam, Allah will now say, as I covered you on the earth, I cover you also today. So when you sin and expose your sin, you are exposing yourself, not only in this dunya, you are also exposing yourself for the day of Qiyamah. If you are covered here, Allah will cover you there. May Allah protect us.
So Allah will say, I forgive you, go. In the hadith of the Saqa, we'll come back to that, the hadith of the Kaj. We are mentioning all of this because we may find out at the end of the day that we don't have the time. There's the hadith of the Saqa, the hadith of Kaj. Each of us, we have it, you have, I have. The Kaj where your kalimatu shahada, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu is written. We all have it. Allah has kept it for us. May Allah preserve us with that kalimatayn on the day of Qiyamah. When the person thinks that he's, because we are coming back to the issue of way, when his evil deeds have been weighed, they are down, they have overweighed his good deeds, he will think that it is fire. Allah will say, do you think you have any other good deed we can put on your scale of good deeds? Because there will be mizan. We'll come back to that. There will be mizan. You have any good deed we can add? Say, I have no good deed. Say, you have. Allah will tell you, you have. Say, I have. I say, he will say, yes. He will ask Allah, that good deed can outweigh all these bad ones that I have already. Allah will say, wait, they should bring you a bitaqa where your kalimatu shahada is written. And that bitaqa will be the card. It is called card. Bitaqa is card. That's why the hadith is called hadithu bitaqa. The hadith of card. The card. May Allah make it beneficial to you and I. So the card will be placed on the mizan of good deeds and it will weigh or it will outweigh all the rest of the things. These are different things that will happen on that day. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that hisaban yasira is that your records are looked at. Because we all have records. Let's quickly mention that. The time is already going, subhanAllah. We all have records. We all have records. We have kiram and katibin. Noble angels who are documenting what we do. وَمَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. There is not a statement that you make except that Raqib, Atid, these two angels who are jointly very close to you, watching you and very active in their duty, they document it. Everything will be documented. And that's why on the day of Qiyamah, some people will be feeling ashamed. Allah says, وَوُضِيَ الْكِتَابِ. The record will be presented. That is Nashru Dawawin. Take it from now. Nashru Suhuf Dawawin. The opening of Suhuf, pages, Dawawin, of record. Dawawin is the plural of Diwan. It means a note where record is kept. Dawawin is the plural. Nashru, when it is exposed, we are coming back to that. Allah says, وَوُضِي الْكِتَابِ. When the book is brought forward, وَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ مِمَّا فِيهِ. So, the criminal now looks at what is contained in that book, وَيَقُولُونَ, and they begin to say, يَا وَيْلَتَنَا, أو يَا وَيْلَنَا. Ah, sorry for, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. What kind of book is this? لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. It does not leave anything. صغيرة ولا كبيرة. Whether small or big. إلا أحصاها. Except that it has documented it. Allah says, ووجدوا ما حجة الأموم. Everything you have done, you will find it in it. In fact, even your sincerity, you didn't do it with your limbs. You carried it out with your heart. It will be documented. Your ikhlas, your a'mal al-qalbiyya, your good thoughts about your next brother Muslim. Yes. And those other evil acts in the heart, your evil plot for him, your evil thoughts about him, all of those two will be documented. Because they are from the a'mal al-qalbiyya. Either sayyi'ah or hasan. For you or against you. May Allah protect us. All of these will be documented. And you know what? As you sit here, that document is on your neck. It says, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ. And every human being, أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقٍ. أَلْزَمْنَاهُ. We have tied طَائِرَهُ, his record, فِي عُنُقٍ, to his neck. As you go about, you are carrying it about. What they wrote, don't think it is somewhere. It is on your neck. وَنُخْرِجِ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا. It will be brought out on the day of Qiyamah as a book of record. يَلْقَاهُ. That is وَوُضِيَ الْكِتَابُ يَلْقَاهُ. Allah will, it will be thrown to him. As it is going to him, مَنْشُورًا, it will open. What will Allah say? اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Read your record, your deeds, your handwork. Read it by yourself. كفى بنفسك. You are sufficient as a judge over yourself today. Read it by yourself. You to read it. Read. That's why perhaps in law court, they read it to them when they are in the witness box. They say, you did so. True or false? You say true. On the day of Qiyamah, you will read it by yourself. Kafa binafsika liyawma alayka hatiba. That is what the Imam is saying, rahimahullah, when he said, bihadratil mawazin. When we are taking to Allah for accounting, for recompense, bihadratil mawazin, it will be in the presence of mawazin, the weight of good deeds and evil deeds, as we have explained. Although ulama say it is one mizan, one single weight, but it is called mawazin bi itibar al mawzun, when you consider what is being measured. One mizan for me, the same mizan that I use, you will use, she will use, he will use. So when it is said mawazin, weight, it is referring to what will be placed on weight, not because the mizan is more than one. I hope this point is clear. The mizan that the whole human beings will use is one, but you know the loads of each person are different. Our loads are different. So it said the havrati, in the presence of the good deeds you have done, Allah will bring it forward. وَنَشْرِ صُحْفِ الدَّوَاوِينَ, and the opening of the pages of the records. These things will be opened. We read how it will be opened. It will be placed in front of us. And as it comes before us, it will be removed from our neck and opened before us. All those things you did behind, Allah didn't see you. The people didn't see you. Allah saw you and recorded it. The angels were with you, they are recording it. The ones you did behind. In the face, you are Abdul Basit. Sorry. Behind, you are any other thing. Allah will document it. The Malaika document it. It will be thrown to you in your face on the day of Qiyamah. Read it. You are sufficient for yourself. You are the judge. Judge yourself. May Allah protect us. Yes. Some people will not be judged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a hadith of Ukasha ibn Mustan and others. May Allah count us amongst them. It is not too late. So, وَنَشْرِ صُحْفِ الدَّوَاوِينَ. The records, the pages of the records will be opened. Those records, أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ. أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ. Allah was taking the records. وَنَسُوهُ. But they have forgotten. Even in this dunya, how many things do we do and we can't remember that we did them? Not to talk of on the day of Qiyamah. I am sure in another 10 years, if we are asked whether we ever came to Alifuodo Mosque, we will say, no, I never came there before. I lived somewhere for 8 to 9 years. If I'm asked some things now, I can't remember again. I can't remember. You think about how some many things in nursery, primary school years, you can't remember. But Allah did not forget. And the recordings were made at the time you were doing it. They were not cancelled. The records were there. It will be brought on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah make our good deeds overweigh our shortcomings. So the records will be brought. أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ. In Hadith Qudsi, the Messenger said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah says, innama hiya a'malukum.
It says it is your duty to what you will be judged upon are your own deeds.
Uhtiha lakum.
I am compiling it and preserving that compilation for you.
Thumma uwafikum iyaha.
And thereafter I'm going to pay you back according to what you did.
This faman wajada khairan.
Anybody who finds good in his own record,
falyahmadullah.
You don't have anything to do than thank Allah.
وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ.
But anybody who finds other than that,
فَلَا يَلُمَّنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ.
Let him not blame anybody but himself. Just know that what you did is what was given to you.
This is similar to this verse.
أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَفْسَهُ.
Allah is keeping the record, but they have forgotten.
فِي يَوْمٍ.
All of these will take place on a day.
كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً.
The day of Qiyamah, if you compare it to our days on the earth, it will take 50,000 years.
Why not?
When I use the mizan, you come and use, the next person use, the next person use, the next person use.
And each person, some of the people who find difficulty, they will start begging.
I beg you, please.
They will be begging on the day of Qiyamah.
But that day is not the day of begging.
May Allah protect us.
Because the kuffar, their own case is worse.
No mizan for them.
Allah says, فَلَا نُكِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنَا.
No mizan. Because no good deed.
Is there a good deed without iman?
Without la ilaha illallah.
No good deed.
If you like, be the chairman of Lions Club.
A lot of Muslims went to join these organizations that turned them to something else,
saying that they want to do charity,
and they spoil their iman as a result.
When your iman is spoiled, if you like, be the best giver in the world.
You could not have given better than Ibn Jud'an.
There was Ibn Jud'an in the time of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam.
He gave anything.
He had pots with which he cooked to give people food.
Those pots, when they climbed it to collect the food, they used leather.
And Ibn Jud'an never gave somebody one thing. He gave me 10.
Don't ask him for one jeep, Prado.
No. Ask him for 15.
Say, hey, you are asking me now.
Take 20.
Ibn Jud'an was so generous.
One day, the hadith is in Sahih Muslim, Aisha radiallahu anha asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
will he profit from all those things?
He said no, because he never said, oh Allah forgive me, yawma yubasun.
He never accepted la ilaha illallah.
The Judah never accepted Islam.
So all those things will not benefit him.
La nukimu lahum yawma al-qiyamati wa sallam.
Their own case is fire.
Khuzu, grab him.
Fagullu, tie him.
Thumma al-jaheem as-sallu,
throw him inside Jaheem.
That is their own case.
May Allah protect us from kufr.
And that's why the Muslim must run away from kufr at every opportunity. Because when he dies inside kufr, it is getting into trouble.
May Allah protect us.
He says, فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ.
So because a lot of people,
if we want to compare it with the judgment of this dunya, it will take 60,000 years.
But some of us amongst the ulama say,
if it were other than Allah that will judge, that is when it will take 50,000 years.
Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam,
Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported from him, this hadith is in Sunan al-Bayhaqi. It is also reported by Imam Hakim, and it occurs in Silsilat al-Sahiha.
I'm saying this because it is not very common.
In Silsilat al-Sahiha, it is hadith 2456.
In it, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that يوم القيامة كقدر ما بين الظهر والعصر.
يوم القيامة كقدر ما بين الظهر والعصر.
The day of Qiyamah is like between Zuhr and Asr.
All these individuals, one by one, will be judged between Zuhr and Asr.
That is why Al-Imam Al-Muzani said, لو كان غير الله عز وجل الحاكم. 50,000 years, if it were other than Allah that is the judge, perhaps more than 50,000 years, because we are so many. Human beings are now about 6 billion in the world. 6 billion, everybody we weigh before us, generations, thousands of years. لو كان غير الله الحاكم. If it were other than Allah that will judge. But because it is Allah, Abu Huraira reported from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that it is the time between Zuhur and Asr. So he says, لَكِنَّهُ اللَّهُ يَلِي الْحُكْمَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِعَدْلِهِ. But it is Allah يَلِي الْحُكْمَ that will make the rule. Allah will make the judgment بَيْنَهُمْ amongst them بِعَدْلِهِ according to his justice. سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى بِمِقْدَارِ الْقَائِلَةِ فِي الدُّنْيَا by a little short time of this world. And that is what is explained between what time? Between Zuhr and Asr. The whole matter is over. So the Imam followed it. He said, وَهُوَ أَسْرَاءُ الْحَاسِبِينَ. Allah is the fastest of judges. Allah is the fastest of judges. Between Zuhr and Asr, 20 billion people. Judgment is over. Including the animals. The goat, the cat, the beast, the dog. The one who eats one will be called, come you, come and eat your own. And when they finish eating themselves and responding and replying, Allah will say, Kunu Suraba, all of you should become sand. And that's why the kafir, that the judgment will follow after that, he will start saying, Ya laytani, kuntu turaba, let me become sand. Let him be like goats and animals. But that is not the day for that. The day for that has passed. That day is the day of recompense for his kufr and the people of Iman for their Iman. May Allah help us protect our Iman till we leave this dunya. This is what this Imam has said. I hope this point is clear. It says, وَبَعْدَ الْبِلَى مَنْشُورُونَ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ مَحْشُورُونَ وَلَدَ الْعَرْضِ عَلَيْهِ محاسبون في حضرة الموازين ونشر صحف الدواوين أحصاه الله ونسوه في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة لو كان غير الله عز وجل الحاكم بين خلقه لكنه الله يلي الحكم بينهم بعدله بمقدار القائلة في الدنيا وهو أسراع الحاسبين. We stop here. Because the next point is connected, the next phrase is connected to the next point. So we take them together inshallah in our next class. I hope this point is clear that we have read today. May Allah make it easy for us to have the reality of the day of Qiyamah in our hearts. Because if somebody does not have the reality of that day in his heart, he cannot be a muttaqi. You cannot have taqwa if you don't regularly think about the day of Qiyamah. Allah said it in the Quran. He says, وَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ إِن كَفَرْتُمْ يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِبَى. How can you be muttaqun? How can you have people, can you be people of taqwa? إِن كَفَرْتُمْ. If you show disbelief in the day that Allah will make children to grow gray hair. A little child that was born starts growing gray hair on that day. If you disbelieve on that day, you can't have suffer. But if you regularly place in your heart that what I'm doing now is recorded, and it is actually recorded. If you place it in your mind that I'll be rewarded for what I'm doing now, and you will actually be rewarded, then it will be easy for you to do what Allah commands you to do. It will be easy for you to run away from what Allah has ordered you to run away from. So this is where we'll stop, inshallah, so that we can take our question. Now,
Alaykum salam. Amin one.
Will the jinns experience all this? Yes. They too will be judged. The jinns, we and the jinns will be judged. Just like we and the jinns are the followers of the Prophet. Alayhi salatu wa salam. The Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam was sent to men and jinns. And that is why Al-Imam Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar in Al-Iswabatu fi Tamyiz al-Sahaba, the book he wrote compiling the names of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has compiled the names of some jinns who were Sahaba in Medina. And they are jinns. It has a whole bar. Go to Iswabah. He mentioned their names. They are known. They come, meet the Prophet, and they went through everything. They are jinns. It's in Al-Iswabah. Go back to it. Al-Imam Ibn Jawzi also mentioned something like that in his book, Sifatu Safwa. So let's go back to them. We'll see the names of the jinns who were companions. Those who were known, whose names were known, they live with them in Medina. They go come, do like every other Sahabi does. Radiallahu anhum. So they will be judged too on the day of Qiyamah. Alaykum as-salam. Masih al-Dajjal is before the hour comes. Al-Masih al-Dajjal is before the day of Qiyamah, before the blowing. And that is the greatest fitna mankind will ever witness. May Allah protect us. The fitna of Al-Masih al-Dajjal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, since Allah made creation, human beings have not and will not have seen a fitna like the fitna of Dajjal. May Allah protect us. To the extent that he said if he were around, he will fight us. He will fight Dajjal. He will defend us against Dajjal. He said, but when I'm gone, kullu muslimin hajiju nafsi. Every Muslim fights for himself. The issue of Dajjal is extensive. And we are in near times to him now. Many of the things that he said will happen before Dajjal comes are already unfolding. We already seen it. He said people will drink alcohol openly. He said People make zina openly now. Not that they do it. They will film it and show it to the rest of the world. They will even make it as news. Rihanna did one thing. Are you? Kim Kardashian show herself in one thing. The world start looking at it. Zina will be propagated. Everywhere people go, zina will be cheap. May Allah protect us. And the umana, people of trust, will not be trusted. And it is the people of mistrust that will be trusting. We will be trusting people we are not supposed to trust. And we will be mistrusting people we are supposed to trust. It's that people will call evil by a good name. When you hear gay, gay in English language means happiness. Happiness. But we know what they call gay now. Homosexuals. Homosexuals are called gay. So, and homosexuality too is part of it. There are ahadith, authentic narrations in Musnad Imam Ahmad. From the signs of the last hour is that there will be zina and then there will be homosexuality. To the extent some people say they are open homosexual mosques. May Allah protect us. Somewhere in France, somebody did that. So all of these things are the muqaddimah. And then power in the world will be gravitating towards a single direction. To the extent that when you contradict that force, the entirety of this world can fight you. When you go against that order, then you are enemy of everybody. They will fight you with everything they can gather to fight. So, the issue of Dajjal, the serious issue altogether. May Allah protect us from the fitna of Dajjal. Alaykum salam. There are some Muslims who are saying that Isa alayhi salam has died. They are divided into two. Those people who are ignorant, they are follow, blind followers. We give those ones a kill. Those ones who do it deliberately knowing the truth, but they reject it. I know some of the scholars who have mentioned people like that as kuffar. But what you do is avoid them. Find another masjid to pray. When a person says that Isa alayhi salam has died, that person does not know what he is saying. Because Allah mentioned in the Quran that Isa alayhi salam, وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ لِلسَّاعَةِ فَلَا تَمْتَرُنَّ بِهَا وَاتَّبِعُونَ وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ Isa alayhi salam, لَعِلْمٌ In another qira'ah, لَعَلَمٌ One of the signs, لِلسَّاعَةِ Of the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, فَلَا تَمْتَرُنَّ بِهَا Don't bring an argument on this matter. وَاتَّبِعُونَ Obey what I say to you. And the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, the hadith is reported by over 27 companions. Aisha radiallahu anha, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, Anas ibn Malik, Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhum, all report the hadith very often that Dajjal will be killed by Isa alayhi salam. And that Isa alayhi salam will come at the end of time. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, because of the way the Prophet used to talk about this issue, he will tell the little young boys, oh you young boy, maybe you will be alive when Isa alayhi salam will come. When you meet him, tell him that Abu Huraira is saying salam alaikum to him. So when some people come and start using Bible to prove, you can imagine, they are using a confused book. Yes, confused. They are using a confused, manhandled book to disprove the truth of the Quran and the Sunnah. How is that? Mankusul akal ha'ula. When a person, the way you are supposed to reason becomes obtuned, there are many. And what usually leads them to it is too much reading of Bible. Because when you, in psychology, when you repeat a lie, often it becomes, you will take it as a truth. Somebody refers to somebody that he has a disease called Babangidiosis Ironirai. Go and browse it. I'm not the one saying it. Go to Google. Google it. Babangidiosis Ironirai. It says it's a disease. You've read the article? It's an article. It was written by somebody. Go to the net. I would have given you his name. At the beginning of that article, he said this man, whose name he mentioned at the beginning of that virus, he said the man will tell a lie. After, it's a lie. He started it. He will now accept that lie as true. And then he will preach it to people, and the people will accept it as a truth. He said it's a disease, and the name of the disease is that. So when the people read the Bible, it is falsehood. Most of it are lies. Allah told us in the Quran that the book that Allah sent to them, يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَمَّ وَاضِئِهِ ونسوا حظا مما ذكروا به. Allah said, you harifoon, they change the book. When you read something that is changed, you read it, it is changed, you read it, your mind may begin to accept this distorted truth as an entire truth. I think this is the disease that the brothers are suffering from. So I, in my opinion, those of them that I know and I have read about, I still give them a lot of excuses of ignorance. I tell you, ignorance. So that is why we will not say that they are kuffar. They are very ignorant young brothers. We should find some time to go to madaris and sit in halaqat to learn aqidat al-islamiyya al-sahih, rather than going about with these half-truths. May Allah protect us. Alaykum salam. Masih al-Dajjal, from the issues about him, is that when Isa alayhi salam, those three things go together. Isa alayhi salam, al-Masih Isa. Dajjal, al-Masih al-Dajjal. And al-Imam al-Mahdi. These three things go hand in hand. Isa alayhi salam will descend from somewhere in Palestine. When he descends, he will find al-Imam al-Mahdi leading the Muslims in Salah. When he sees Isa alayhi salam, he will say, come and lead the Salah. Messenger of Allah said, no, I will pray behind you. Al-Imam al-Mahdi will lead Isa alayhi salam and the rest of the Muslims at that time in Salah. When they finish that Salah, they will hear that Dajjal has moved near where they are. And they will follow Dajjal. When Dajjal hears that Isa alayhi salam is coming after him, he will start running away. When they get to a Babul Lud in Jerusalem, that is where Dajjal will look at Isa alayhi salam. And as he looks at Isa alayhi salam, he will melt as salt melts in water. That is what the Prophet said, alayhi salatu. That is the connection between the three of them. Dajjal will melt as salt melts in water when he sees Isa alayhi salam. And that will be after he prays behind Imam al-Mahdi. I hope the point is clear. How will al-Mahdi appear? Well, al-Mahdi will appear, we will know, because his name will be Muhammad too, Ibn Abdullah. And he will be al-Quraysh. He will be from Quraysh. But where he will come from, I don't know. We are not told in text. But we will know that it's al-Imam al-Mahdi that has appeared amongst the people. With the signs the Prophet has mentioned. There are some hadith about these issues of Mahdi, many of which are weak. That is the problem around that issue. The issue of al-Mahdi, many of the ahadith around it are weak. Somebody in Ibadan compiled a book on that. Unfortunately, he did not pay attention to tafsir and tadrif, trying to verify authenticity of hadith. And this is an issue of guide on things. You must not rely on any other thing except revelation. And it cannot be revelation and considered as that if it is not authentic. Allahu alam. So that is as much as we will say. When al-Mahdi comes, it will declare that he is al-Mahdi. Not whether the one they will start doubting whether he is a Jewish spy or he was sent by Britain or... Now, alaykum as-salam. It's a long issue. If we begin to explain it now, we will not stand up here. A verse, yes, he's bringing two verses. It's an issue amongst the scholars. If you want to read about it, go and read Daf'u Iham al-Ittirabi an Ayat al-Kitab by Imam al-Shinkiti rahimahullah. Daf'u Iham al-Ittirabi an Ayat al-Kitab. You find explanations on that. Allahu Alam.
said the rest of the people
There will be Muslims in other parts of the world, but many of them would have moved to Sham, because the Prophet said in an ahadith, or in ahadith alayhi salatu, that when kufur comes, fal iman will be Sham. When kufur begins to spread, iman will be in Sham. That is what is referred to as ancient Syria. There are about four countries that comprise ancient Syria today. You have Syria itself, you have Palestine so-called, and the one that those people, the Jews, take and say it is their country called Israel, and then you have Lebanon and Jordan. This region is called Sham. So the Muslims are encouraged at the end of time to migrate to Sham. But my dear brother, we have not reached that time. We are still far away. We have not reached. We have not reached. May Allah protect us. I pray not to be on the earth after that time. May Allah make things easy for us. It's big fitna that the companions themselves were afraid of. When the Prophet the issues of Dajjal are expansive. Although it is authentic that the time, the hadith is in Musnad Imam Ahmad, and Sheikh Ahmed Shakir declared hadith Hassan, that Dajjal will come when people stop talking about him. When you know, you hardly hear about Dajjal, that is when he will come. And we have started hearing that now. If you go to the Manabir on the days of Juma, you will hardly hear Imam talking about Dajjal. Dajjal, this word. And the early Muslims, Al-Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, he said the early Muslims used to pay the teachers of their children to tell the children about Dajjal. Only child, there is something called Dajjal. Oh, you hear the boy who say, hey, you know that they tell the children, you like kinuna humud Dajjal. They make talking to them that they should know what Dajjal is. These days now, people, even grown-ups hardly know what is Dajjal. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wa salam, that Dajjal on his forehead, it should be written, kafun fafun ra'un. Kafir. It is only a Muslim that will be able to read it on his head. Kafir. It should be written on his head. And Dajjal, for your information, Akhi, is alive now. What is remaining for him is to come out. The Prophet told us that, alayhi salam. A companion of the Prophet met him face to face. Abu Ruqayya, Tamim ibn al-Na'us al-Dani. He met Dajjal. He asked him, who are you? See, I'm Dajjal. I'm waiting to be released. He said, as that Prophet came from the city of Makkah and as he migrated to the city of Yathrib, he said, yes. The people of his town have thrown him away. He said, yes. Say, I'm sorry for them. How I wish they accept him. This man answered, say, I'm not Dajjal. I am Dajjal. When Tamim came, at that time Tamim was a Christian. He came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and narrated the story. And after Salatul Asr, the Prophet stopped the whole companions. He says, Allah rislikum. Haddathani Tamim ibn Aus al-Dari. Tamim made, this is the first place, or one of the places, that the Prophet was reporting a hadith from a companion. Haddatha anhu Rasul. So when you read the books of Rijal, when they count those who reported hadith from Tamim, they count the Prophet Muhammad. And some people reported it like that, Haddatha na Rasul, that the Prophet reported from Tamim. One of those who reported that hadith was Fatima bint Qais. So the Prophet told them about Dajjal, that Dajjal is alive and he will soon come out to the people. May Allah protect us against the fitna of Dajjal.
It's big fitna. We hope perhaps one day we'll have time to discuss the jihad. Because we are gradually getting to it. I said, one of the things you know is the meaning of that word, the jihad itself means fake. The real fake. Because Arabs had something they make Dajla. When a camel is injured on its face, it has an injury, they will get white cotton and place it on that place and paint it with a fine color and put it on the other face so the camel will be looking fine. Meanwhile, it is a sick camel. Do we understand? That is from where that word Dajjala was removed. That is something that is bad, but that is shown to be good. This is our world now. They say package it well. We are in the world of packaging now. And they package the nonsense. Everybody likes well-packaged nonsense. No matter how good, if it is not well-packaged, it will not be accepted. Packaging itself now sells market more than any other thing. This is just packaging, whether medicine, whether anything. Packaging. May Allah protect us. It's for me. Is there any hadith or regarding is there any hadith emphasizing fasting on the first day of Muharram? No hadith. Authentic. What is the adhkar that you will say when you wear a new clothes? Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani hadha thawb. That is when you wear it every time. When you wear it sometimes, it is the one that is, sees the clothes on you that should say something. You should say, ilbas jadidan, wamara, waish hamidan, wamut shahidan, ilbas jadidan. May Allah make you wear many more new clothes. Waish hamidan. May Allah make you live successfully and praise life. Wamut shahidan. May Allah make you die in His cause. He will say to you, Tubli wa yukhlifu Allahu ta'ala. This one that I have won, it will get old though, and Allah will replace it with another one that is better. So I know that one. But that when I wear a new cloth, what do I say? I don't know. But when you wear your clothes in the morning, you say, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي كَسَانِي هَذَا الثَّوْبِ وَرَضَقْنِيهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ حَوْلٍ مِنِّي وَلَا قُوَى. Allahu Alam. With the jinn that enters a person without any tangible reason, will they enter the fire? Yes, they may enter the fire. If it is a kafir jinn, he will enter the fire certainly. If it is a Muslim jinn that is punishing a Muslim, except Allah forgives that jinn. Otherwise, just like human beings that commit a sin. Because when a jinn possesses a person, that jinn is oppressing that person. So it's like when a human being oppresses a fellow human being. May Allah protect us from the jinn and their evil. What if someone sinned but does not have intention of exposing, but was caught by another person? Will the person still be covered by Allah on the day of Qiyamah? Once the sin becomes an exposed sin, the more exposed it is, the more likely that he will be exposed to on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah protect us. That a person commits a sin in the Hajj and becomes open is a disgrace by Allah for that sinful person. It is sitr. Allah removed the sitr on him. But usually, Allah does not do that. Until when that person regularly commits that sin, thinking that he has a right upon Allah, that Allah should be protecting him. Allah will say, okay, sorry. Some people commit sins over years. Allah will be covering them. Sometimes Allah will leave them to be opened. The whole world knows now. Why? Because they've been committing it, thinking that, oh, Allah is Gaburu, I will repent tomorrow.
حتى طال عليهم العمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون.
He was doing that until طال عليهم العمر, time went and his heart became hard. Now he finds it difficult to stop. May Allah protect us. It says, وكثير منهم فاسقون. Many of the people are sinful people.
I didn't get your explanation on the issue of the Prophet's prayer to Allah to make his own account to be easy. But he will not be questioned. The Prophet will not be questioned, alayhi salatu wasalam. Bali is the one who will make intercession, shafa'a, for the entirety of human beings. So he will not be questioned, alayhi salatu wasalam. When he begs Allah that, Allahumma hasibni hisaban yasira, two things can be understood from me. Allahumma hasibni hisaban yasira, he's teaching us. Allahumma hasibni hisaban yasira, by way of making us understand that dua is very important. Even when you have what you want, still beg Allah for something. Allah likes you to be begging him. He says, Kul ma ya'abaw bikum rabbi lawla du'a'ukum. If not for the fact that you beg Allah, he does not have anything to do with you. So Allah likes us to be begging him. The more you beg him, the more he draws you closer to himself. So from those two angles, they form the explanation for the Prophet asking for Allah to ease his account. Is it permissible to fast in the first 10 days of Muharram? I know the hadith on 9th and 10th day of Muharram. First 10 days, I don't know. Look for an authentic hadith on that. Is it permissible to watch football? When you are watching, just cover part of your eyes so that you will not be looking at the laps of men. How do you do that? Look. As long as you are not looking at the laps of men, how is that? There is no way you watch football, you will not be watching the laps of men. That is from one angle. If you go to the angle of issues of the permissibility or otherwise of television, is television the same thing as the photography the Prophet has predicted, then you come to another issue altogether. But the advice that I give to brothers these days is avoid watching football. Avoid watching football, it deadens the mind. Scientists have also confirmed that staying glued to the TV deadens the brain. They say because the active part of the brain that generates action and activity is kept silent and inactive when you are watching TV. There was a nurse in the U.S. who carried out a research and said that children who watch TV more are dull in the school than children who don't have time for TV. And if you want your children to memorize Quran, don't put TV in your house. Even after they finish memorizing, even if you have decided you don't have more children, don't bring TV because it will make them forget the one that they have. Avoid the TV. When you keep a TV in your house, somebody says you are keeping the box of shaitan. If he grabs you any day, sorry. I know a family that it is watching drama and the Yoruba thing that destroyed that family. You are watching shirk. When you watch shirk and buy shirk movies with your money, are you not aiding and abetting shirk? You are aiding it. Because all those young boys collect that money and they make life with it. And ask another one tomorrow. If you say, no, it is satellite that we are watching. Oh, you are not watching Magic TV. You are not watching MTV. You say, no, I'll only be watching Makkah and Medina. Don't worry. When you go out, your children will watch CNN. They will watch other things that you don't have control over. The safest thing is to keep your house free of the television. الدين نصيحة. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. آمين.